Today's daf is daf mem gimel, so we're on the very, very top line. The Gemara says, Amar Ula says, Shmona mine trefos nemrulal moshmi sinai. There are eight different types of trefos mentioned. We mentioned yesterday there were 18, didn't we? So eight means eight different types, eight different categories, but they're broken out into different applications. So what are the eight types of trefos? So the Ula goes on to list them. There's nekuva, if there's a hole in different parts of the animal, if it's a psuka, if it was cut, netula, if part of it was removed, vichasura, part of it's missing, krua, if it's torn, Jerusa, it was attacked by an animal. Nefula, it fell off the roof. And Shavura, it's broken bones. And all of that, those are eight different types. Again, like, for example, Nekuva, there's Nekuva Savesha, there's Nekuva Moacha, the membrane of the brains. So these are different types of psulim, or trefos, rather, that apply to different parts of the body. So these are the eight type. All of this is Lafuke Lekusa Derachish Bar Papa. This is to exclude his understanding. Rachish Bar Papa felt that if the kidneys were diseased, that would be a treif as well. Ula says that doesn't count. That's not one of the eight types of treifas, the eight categories of treifas. So Amar Chir by Rava, Shmona Treifos Yesh B'Nekuva. Now within Nekuva, which is one of the categories of treifa, when if there's a hole, there are actually eight applications, eight parts of the body where the Nekuva will render the animal a treifa. So Gemara says, Im Tomar Teisha, if you're going to look, there's actually nine of them, not eight, there are nine of them. And so the Gemara says, no, the Mara, which was the gallbladder, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Katani, that's a Das Yachid. I mean, even though the Mishnah had mentioned in the Kuva in the Mara, a hole in the gallbladder, that's a Das Yachid, and Chir Bar Abba, is not, Bar Rava rather, is not working within that. The Sani, the Raisa, teaches us that Nikva Hakeva, Nikva Hadakim Trefa, if there's a hole in the stomach, if there's a hole in the intestines, it's a Trefa. But comes along the Das Yachid, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Af Nikva Hamar. If there's a hole in the gallbladder, that's also a treifa. So according to Chir Bar Rava, he didn't accept the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore there are only eight applications of the Nekuva, of there being a hole in a different part of the body. Marnau says, quotes a mnemonic in the parentheses, it says, Halachos, Chaver, Kazayis, Mara, Rekurkavan, Simon. So what's the what are the series of halachas now? We're going to quote a number of different statements in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak b'Rabbi Yosef. So Gemara begins. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak b'Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha, k'Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like that das yachid, namely that if nikva hamara, if there's a hole in the gallbladder, that would render the animal a trefa. That's one halacha. Halacha number two. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak b'Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Maya hadjule chavrei lebiosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the response back? How come, what's the basis that a hole in the gallbladder will not make a trefa? How come, who says that such an animal could exist? So the quote of Pasuk in Eov, interestingly enough, the Pasuk says, Yishvoch l'aretz mirei rasi. So what was Eov saying? His gallbladder fell. He lost his gallbladder. It fell out of his body. We know Eov went through terrible tzaros, and yet v'adayin Eov kaim, and he was still alive, even after being injured or losing his gallbladder. So we see that it doesn't make an animal a trefa. So they all ask a question, well, how could you learn the halachas of an animal from a adam? Perhaps the trefas are very different. Maybe we should talk about that. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Amar Lei, so what does Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda bring back? What's his raya back? Eov clearly said that his gallbladder fell, it was an injury, and he still lived. Amar Lehem, Ein Maskir Maisa Nisim. You can't bring a proof from a nace. Eov was living because of a nace. I'll bring your raya that he lived because of a nace. Dilo Tei Mahach, if you don't say that his life was lived through a nace, Hachi, the pasuk goes on though. The pasuk earlier had said in this pasuk in Eov, says Yifalach Kilyosai Velo Yachmol. His kidneys fell out. How do you live without kidneys? So mi kachai, how could you live without any kidneys? With one kidney, we know you can live. Without Kilyosai, both of my kidneys, he still lived. Elanisa shiny. So the whole idea of him living was a nace. Dichsev rakes nafsho shamor. It sounds like he lost all his internal organs. He had nothing left. He had lost his heart, his lungs, his kidneys, everything. His liver, all he had left was his nefesh. Just, I don't know, he just, whatever, a soul without any body parts. And that was what was left. And yet he still lived. Hachanami nisa shiny. You hear as well that the gallbladder was removed, but he was still able to live. So that's certainly a very different perspective on what Eov went through. He went through tsaros, but to have to lose all his internal organs, his whole life was one of nesim, and therefore you can't bring a raya from Eov's life. Next halach in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha, kedivrei haomer kezayis. We had a machlokas that was referred to yesterday. The Mishnah taught us that if part of the kidney remains, rather part of the liver remains, the animal is able to still be alive because the liver has the unique characteristic of regenerating itself. So there's a machlokas how much of that liver needs to remain, a kezayis or only a kolshu is sufficient. Medically, I don't know how it works. How much I believe there's a certain percentage by humans that has to remain of the liver to have the ability to regenerate. So that's machlokas how much of an animal has to still remain in the liver to order to regenerate. So the Gemara says, we paskin like the opinion holds a kezayis. You need a kezayis of the liver in order for this animal not to be considered a trefa. So umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that all you need, or rather you need so much, you really need a full kezayis? Rabbi Yochanan says all over Shas, whenever there's a Stam Mishnah, which means when the Mishnah doesn't tell us who the author is, it hid the author to give a certain implication, a certain presentation that we pass, like everyone holds this way. Right? There's a Mishnah in Edios and Tosis and Beta Quotis that whenever there's a Stam Mishnah, that the Chazal wanted to give the impression that everybody holds this way, even though we know Rabbi Meir Paskin this way, or the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, whoever was the author, the fact that they hid the author wanted to present it that this is the Tzibur, everyone, this is the Rabbim, everyone holds this way. So Rabbi Yochanan has this klal, whenever there's a Stam Mishnah, we Paskin that way. Fine, so what does that do for us? Vitnan, our mission here in Maseches Chulin, the first mission, the third parak in Eilu Shefas, Vitnan, Nitla Hakaved Velo Nishtar Heimanu Klum, says the Mishnah. If the liver was taken and nothing remained behind to Trefa. So what's the implication? Ha Nishtar Kshera. If something remains, it's good. Avagav Delo Havikazayas. If something, even if a kosher who remains of the Kaved, that animal is a kosher animal. So how come Rabbi Yochanan on one hand says explicitly, we paskin that unique Kazayas of the Kaved, but he paskins like this mission as a general rule, which implies that a kosher of the Kaved is sufficient. What do you need, a kosher? Or do you need a Kazayas of the Kaved? And the Gemara answers, Amarai Ninu Valiba Rabbi Yochanan. There's a machlokas Amarai, how to understand the position of Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mara, is it a separate statement now?
Yeah,
okay, fine. So that's the din, Aliba Rabbi Yochanan, period. So then the Gemara says, so again, machlokas how Rabbi Yochanan paskin, whether you need kazayas, or whether you need kosher. Then the Gemara, I assume that it should change the word to V'amar. Yeah, V'amar, a new statement, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mara shenikva v'kaved tosmasa k'shera. So we said above, there's a machlokas whether or not a hole in the gallbladder is going to render this animal trefa. So he's saying that even if you assume that normally a nikva, a nekev in the mara is trefa, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who holds that way, if that hole was plugged by the liver, which is adjacent to it, even he would agree it wouldn't be a trefa. Only if the hole of the gallbladder is open and nothing plugged it. But again, if the kaved, which was next to it, that plugged it, covered the gallbladder, even he would agree that at that mara, that animal would not be a trefa. Another statement in the same name, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nikav HaKurkavan V'Kishalo Kayim Kasher. So it comes to a bird, I don't know the exact English translations, you can certainly help me out if you have them. The parts of the stomach, the kurkavan is the stomach area of the animal, of the chicken, the bird, and the
gizzard.
The gizzard, okay.
If that helps anybody.
It's a little pouch, the bird stores the food. It's in the upper.
In the upper part, okay. So here in my thing, it shows a picture of it. It shows it in the center of the chicken. So I don't know what that means. It describes it here as the kevasa shel of, the stomach of the of. That's how they define the gizzard. Okay, whatever. Some pouch, something that the food is stored there. So there's the kurkavan and the kishalo, which apparently is a inner shell of the inner layer of the stomach. So what's the lacha? So the Gemara says that nikav akurkavan, if the stomach had a hole in it, but kishalo kaim, so the kurkavan seems to be on the outside, and then there's an inner shell on the inside, so the hole went through the outside of the kurkavan, but didn't penetrate through the inner kiss, so that the halacha is its kasher. So ibari lahu, nikav hakiss for kurkavan kaim, but let's say it was the opposite. Let's say there's a hole somehow in the inner kiss, but didn't go through the outside kurkavan. What would the halacha be in that case? So Toshma, Damar Rav Nachman, Nikev Zebeloze Kasher. If one but not the other is punctured, that's not a trefa. It has to be that both the kurkavan and the kiss are both punctured in order to render this bird a trefa. So Amar Rav now says, Shnei Oros Yeshal Veshep. Chitan Adam Upnimi Lavan. The veshet is made from two skins. The outer skin is red, and the inner skin is white. And the halacha is Nikav Zebeloze Kasher. If there's a hole in one, not the other one, it's kasher. So lamulfan, that's the din. Has to go through both the shnei oros of the veshet to make it a make it treifa. So lamuli lemeimar chiton adam v'pnim lavan. Why does the Torah, the Gemara here, have to tell us the color? Just say there are two oros, and if it goes through both, it's treifa. If it goes through one, it's not. Why red, white? To tell me the chalaf treifa. Let's say the animal had a veshet whereby the inside was red and the outside was white, which is not the normal way. That would also be considered a treifa. We use this sfas emes we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. An interesting sfas emes. He was explaining a piagada that the veshet and kana represented Yaakov and Esav. He quoted this gemara here. The Yaakov was the kana hakol kol Yaakov. I mentioned the sashkama. Maybe you were there that time. I think you were. Hakana kol kol Yaakov is a kana, and the veshet is Esav because the veshet based on this gemara is red on the outside. Which was Esav was red on the outside, but inside he had lavan. He had some pnimius inside that Yitzhak was trying to extract from Esav, which he wasn't able to accomplish. But that was the Gemara he had quoted. So then the Gemara says, "Ibarilu nikvo shneim ze shelo keneged ze mahu." Let's say both oros, both leathers, both of these red and white skins of the veshet were punctured, but it wasn't the same area. The lavan was on the right side, and the adam was on the left side. They both had a hole, but it didn't go through the same direction. So what would the halacha be in that case? Would that be considered treifa because it has shnei oros are punctured, or it's only when it's the same direction, the hole going through straight from the adam through the lavan? So the Gemara says, Amar marzutra, mishmei de rapapa, biveshet kasher, bikurkavan pasal. When it comes to veshet, so then it's kasher. If the holes are separate places, one in the lavan, one in the adam, and they're not the same exact place, that would be kasher. But by the kurkavan, if they both have holes, but they're in different places, the kurkavan and the kiss both have independent holes, that would be pasal when it comes to the bird. So maskiv la rav ashi.
It explains because one is not touching with the other one. Meaning, in the case of the veshet, one is attached to the other one. In the case of the kurkavan, the little pocket has a hole, and then it goes outside of the hole from the and it goes into the kurkavan, and then it leaks from the kurkavan.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to the, because they're not touching one to each other.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So since they're not attached, even if the holes aren't right. Lined up, it
right.
Can communicate.
Exactly.
Well, the Gemara is going to address it right now. So the Gemara says, "Maskiv lo Rav Ashi Adrab." The opposite makes much more sense. Because veshet de achle be upoi be ravcha gamdele upashile. So what happens here is the veshet is always constantly moving, opening and closing. It's the food's going down. But since it's constantly adjusting, so by eating, it's going to make the holes bigger. And ravcha gamdele upashile zimnin de mehanad minhadrizin bahade hadade. So the holes are going to go through, or even though they might be in different parts of the veshet, the holes will eventually make its way over since it's constant moving between the veshet. In which case, it's more likely that a veshet should be possible if it's shilzeh shilo keneged zeh. And the Gemara ends up saying, as opposed to the kurkavan, the kurkavan remains, it's just a, as you said, a place to store the food. It doesn't move at all, it just catches the food there. So even though there's a hole there and a hole here, they're not necessarily going to overflow into each other, it remains stationary. So the Gemara says, in light of that, Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rav Yosef le Rav Ashi, Hachi Amrina Mishmei de Marzutra, Tamar Mishmei de Rapapa Kivasech. That's exactly what he actually had said. That's the opposite. In other words, if it's a neck of Shiloka Negezeb, it's actually kosher by the Kurkavan. Since the Kurkavan doesn't move, those two holes will remain independent, but it's possible by the Veshet because it's going to cause the movement of the food and the Vesafik is moving, so then it's going to cause the food to go from one place to the next. Sorry? Okay.
The food will leak.
Will leak over?
Leak in, into the areas under the peritoneum or whatever it is.
Yeah. It's based on the movement, I believe, no?
But there is pressure. When the behemoth makes noise,
right.
It forces the food out of any area that has weakness.
As if you see Rashi says, hey, look at Rashi six lines up from the bottom. Upa'i bay, tzoekes, when the animal makes noise, shafapi shakana moti kol, even though the voice is coming through the kol, the kana, ef shar shlo yev veshet mispashi imo. The veshet also has some movement with it, so that movement's going to cause the food to go leak from one hole to the other hole, and it's all going to be a one big problem of the hole considered going from outside all the way into the inside. Gemara now says, last four lines of the Amud here, Amud Aleph, Amud Rabba. Karim sha'ala machmas make beveshet eino karim. Let's say there's a hole, and then the animal's body is going to form some type of layer of covering, some type of scabbing over it. That scabbing, that covering is not considered a cover, meaning it is going to be a trefer. That's considered a hole, even though it's now closed and plugged in, it's not going to be sufficient. Rashi just explains this four lines up. Eino karim, vim nikev vinistam, afilo alta lo stima ava, eino miskayemes. Even though there's a hole in the veshet and it was closed off, even though that scabbing could have been very thick and very strong, it's not going to stay forever, and that will still be considered a trefa. Last two lines of the Amud, Vamar Rabba, veshet ein lo bedika mi b'chutz ela bifnim. In order to check the veshet, you have to check from the inside, you can check from the outside. Because the way it worked is you have to check if there's any blood. The problem is the outside of the veshet is already red, so you can't see any indication of any blood leaking. So you have to look on the inside where it's white. If you see blood on the inside, so then you have, that's how you check whether there is a trefa or not. So the Mayan Afkamina, what's the relevance? When's the application of such a case? You have to check every single veshet. So not all the trefas, by the way, have to be checked. When they check animals, they check only the ones that are very common, that are matzoi. If it's ain't a matzoi, if it's not common, they're not going to check every single trefa. They don't do that. They check whatever is common. Like the lungs is the most common one. They always check lungs of all the animals. But the veshet, I don't think they check, I'm not sure if they check the inside of it. Maybe they do, I don't know. But not every single trefa is checked. So when would one have to check the inside of the veshet? The Gemara says, Lasafik Drusa. If the animal had been attacked by another animal, you weren't sure if it had stuck its nails or teeth or something, claws into the neck, so then you would have to check by taking the veshet and flipping it inside out to see the inside whether it remains white or if you see any red blood on the inside. The Gemara now says, Amaisa, top line of Amud Beis. There was once a case of a suffix of an animal being juicer or not. They weren't sure whether they could eat it or not. They brought it to Rabbah. He looked on the outside. He saw it was all red on the outside. Didn't see anything change. And he said it was a kosher. So Amalei Abai, who is a Talmud of his, said, "V'hamar hu damar, aren't you the one who holds damar veshet ein lo bedik el mibefnim? You have to look on the inside of the veshet to see if the inside's white. You can't check on the outside." So Abche Rabba responded, flipped the inside out. Ubadke, checked the inside. V'shaka chalet tre kurte dama v'tarfa. He saw inside taka there were two drips of blood from the drusa, and he said it was trefa. So how come Rabbah forgot this halacha? And the Gemara says, as it says many times, Rabbah nami l'chadude l'abayhu d'abay. He was trying to test him out, see if he was paying attention, and Abay passed the test. Of course you can't check a veshet on the outside. You need to check the veshet by flipping the inside out in order to be able to see it. Gemara now says, Amar Ula. Yashav lo kotz b'veshet. Let's say there is a thorn that had been lodged in the veshet. Ein choshishim shem mehivri. We're not concerned that maybe it had come from the outside and then the holes were closed up. We assume that it went down the animal's veshet and stayed there. It didn't cause any holes. If you look out and you don't see any holes, don't say, oh, there probably was a hole and the body fixed it up. No. If you don't see any holes, you assume it's completely fine. This animal's kosher. There's no suffering. So Gemara now quotes a mnemonic here, daris chatichos b'sakin temeya simim. So Gemara is going to ask around five questions now based on other areas where we are choshesh when there's a suffix. Why are we not choshesh when we see a coat that's lodged in the veshet, but when it comes to l'ula, ma'ishnam b'suffix drusa kasa, why, how come when it came to an animal that attacked a bird, we have to check the veshet? If you see a coat inside the veshet, we say don't check. But if an animal pounced on a chicken, we do have to check the veshet. Aren't both cases fakos? Either you should be machmir in both to have to check the veshet in both cases, or you don't have to check. Why is there a difference? And the Gemara says, you're right. Ula, kasavar ula, ain choshishin l'safik jusa. He's not concerned with that case either. If there's a safik jusa, you don't know. An animal, a wolf jumped to into a pile of chickens or something, a whole group of chickens. You don't know if it attacked any animals. That means each chicken's a safik jusa. So how come there we have to check? Well, so you don't have to check. Just like if there's a coat, if there's a thorn in the veshet, we're not choshesh that maybe it made a hole and fixed itself. We also don't have to be choshesh for a wolf jumping into a group of chickens, and you could go ahead and eat the animal without having to do a check. So then the Gemara says, Maishna mishnei chatichos achash achel v'achash shuma. How come when there's a suffix? So right now we're saying whenever there's a suffix, we're not choshesh. But now we have the example, the person had their two pieces of a fat. One was chaylev, which is an iser karis, and one is shuman, which is completely permitted. So the guy eats it. The lach is he has to bring a carbon ashem toloi. So how come by the carbon ashem toloi, a safik chaticha shuman, a safik chaylev, we say the safik, we are choshesh, and you have to bring a carbon, but by the case of the kotz beveshet, there's no chashash. By the safik drusa, Ula says there's no chashash. What's the difference? And the Gemara said something very important, which is very important in terms of lamdus and many things that we see. Hasam is chazik isur. There is a safik, lay that's a safik. There is a moment that we know there is a isur. One of these were vadai chelev, and one of these were vadai not. But there was a vadai chelev here, which created the isur. But the safik drusa, there's no vadai isur. It was a safik in the first place. By the coats and the veshet, there's no vadai isur. The whole thing was a safik. But by the chaticha chelev and chaticha shuman, there was vadai isur that existed, and therefore we have to be more machmir. Then the Gemara says, "Ma'ishna me'ashochei besakin v'nimsa paguma." Let's say the shochei did a nice cut, and afterwards he saw there's a little nick in the knife. So we say that we're choshish that happened before he did the shechita, and it's a pasul shechita. How come there's no ischazik yisura? Beforehand the knife was good. So afterwards the knife isn't good. How come we throw out the shechita? And the Gemara says, because hasam is yalid le reyusa besakin. Because we see the sakin, there's a reyusa. There's a good indication that something had happened before him. But being a coat there, apparently in the veshet, is not a strong enough reyusa to render this animal into a trefa. Then the Gemara asks a completely off-topic question now. Maishna may safek tuma b'rishus hayachid de safek tamim. How come by the case of if there's a safek tuma in b'rishus hayachid, if a definition of b'rishus rabim by tuma is three people? B'rishus hayachid is one person or two. It's based on the sugyas of sota. So then we say if there's a safek tame in my presence or me and you, two of us, we say tamim. So why by tuma we say safek is tame? But when it comes to a safek drusa and a safek of the coats stuck in the veshet, we say it's kosher. What's the difference? So Gemara says, "L'tameich, according to your svara, nidame l'safek tuma b'rishus rabim." What about safek b'rishus rabim? Why not use that as a model where we say the safek tahor? Where although a safek tame b'rishus yachid is tame, a safek tame b'rishus rabim is tahor. Why not use b'rishus rabim as a model? So Ella Hasam Hilchas Agamirle Misotim. You can't bring any riyas, bring any proofs from the case of Tumah. Tumah is a whole other world. There's a special halacha Moshe Mishinai, how Tumah, Savik Tumah works, Bein Mishis HaYachid, Bein Mishis HaRabim, a whole other set of halachas, and you can't learn it over here. Whenever there's a chiddush, Ein Chiddusho Elaba, we only learn the chiddush in that area, we can't plug it in anywhere else. I had another question with this, aside from the Gemara, we have another klal. We say there are different categories of halacha. There's Isser, there's Mamunis, there's Tumav Tara, and we don't learn. Every set of halachas have its own set, own rules. We don't normally say, we don't learn Lo Yalfina and Isur Mi Mamona. We don't learn Isser from Mamon. So here as well, we don't typically learn Isurim from the halachas of Tumah. They have their own set of rules to work with. But either way, the Gemara says it's because it's a Chiddush and we don't learn from Chiddushim. Gemara now says around halfway down the Amud here, Yosef Hahu Mirabanan Kami de Rav Kana. A certain number of Tamidim were sitting in front of Rav Kana, they were learning, but Yosef Akamar, and they were saying, and Rav Kana was saying, Nim says Itmar Ava Yashav Hashinim. Now I'm not really sure the difference here, let me know if you understand the difference, but the whole Shaila here is in Nim says, if you find it in the Veshet, maybe it's, but if you have it lodged in the Veshet, it could be the Nim says you find it somewhere in the animal. But Yashav, you find it lodged, then there's a chashash. So maybe the difference is Nim says you find it in the animal somewhere, where Yashav is, it's still lodged, mamish in the veshet. If it's somewhere in the stomach, let's say later on, we're not concerned it went through the whole, the veshet, and carried through here. So then there's a chashash. But if you still see it lodged in the veshet when you open up the animal, then there is a chashash against what we said above.
But one is it's just laying inside the veshet, and the other one is that it's stuck already.
It's stuck like in the skin of it, but didn't make a hole? Yeah. It's like that.
Uh-huh. Nim says below tchiva.
It's a plug, not that.
One is loose and the other one is loose.
Ah, that's okay. So it's both in the veshet. Nimtes says it's, let's say, vertical. It just happened to be
right.
Remaining there. It's
good. It. Right. Open up the veshet.
It's there. But that one is kind of stuck in. It's protruding into the veshet, but it hadn't made a hole at all. So that's the difference. But if it's lodged, if it's yashav, if it's stuck into the walls of the veshet, so then we say there's a chashash. So Amar Lahu, Rav Kana says, Lo, tatsisile, don't listen to this, because yashav itmar, it says Yashav. This whole discussion above about Ula, he said Dafkin Yashav. If it was Yashav, even if it was lodged, we're still not choshish of any type of nekev being there. Aval Nimtes, if it was just simply found there loosely in the veshet, lo itzirichle, you don't need Ula at all. Dechula chayubre yasakuti achlin. All animals eat coats, and you're going to find tons of thorns in the veshet, in the body of them. The only chiddush is if it's lodged in there, that the chashash, maybe it made a hole there that we can't see and may have been healed, kamash mlan from Ula, even in that case, we're not choshish of there being a nekev and the animal's kosher. Itmar. Turvei Taveshet. So the Turvei Taveshet, what's the Turvei Taveshet? So the Gemara is going to have a machlok is exactly where this is found. But if you take a look at Rashi for 1 second here, Rashi says, let's lower down in the Gemara here. He says, the Turvei Taveshet is Makom Dvukei Bilechi, an area where it connects to like the jaw or something, higher up, the higher part of the veshet, closer to the mouth. So what's the halacha of a Turvei Taveshet? Rav Amar Bimashu. Even a small hole in that Turvei Taveshet will be possible, just like the veshet itself. The veshet itself, a thin neck of kolshu, a small hole will render that veshet and the animal trefa, so to a kolshu, a small hole in the Turvei Taveshet will also render the animal, it's a trefa, it's all connected. Shmuel Amar Birubo. Nope, not true. We don't view it as being part of the Veshet. It's something separate, and you have to have most of the Turbata Veshet to have a hole in it, rove it, in order to be considered a trefa. So Gemara explains Machlokas. Rav Amar Bimashu Makom Shchitahu. Rav thinks even Mashu, because Turbata Veshet is a place of Shchita. Once it becomes Makom Shchita, that means it has the same exact din as the Veshet itself, which is certainly Makom Shchita. So just like the Makom Shchita Veshet, a kol shu is trefa, so too by extension the turba taveshet is also the makom shchita, which means a kol shu we render trefa as well. However, Shmuel argues, and Shmuel Amar Berubo, he requires a rove of the hole to be there. La makom shchitu, the turba taveshet is not a place where you can perform shchita, which indicates it's separate from the veshet, has a different din than the veshet, and therefore a nekev won't make it a trefa. You have to have rubo; the hole has to be large enough to cover rove of the Turba Taveshet.
Which is interesting because according to the graphics of the picture of Arto, if you cut it's still in a place that would, so if you cut the kane would be kosher from the kane point of view.
But for not from the Turba Taveshet.
Yeah, but how do you do that? You go down an angle. You have to go in an angle.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
If you go straight, then it would be
trafe
anyway.
We saw the Gemara going in certain angles, yeah. As long as it's not too sloped, I think. So then the Gemara says, "Hey, Nihu Turba Taveshet. Where exactly is this Turba Taveshet?" So Amar Meri Bar Mar Ukva Amar Shmuel Kol Shechotcho Umarchiv Zehu Turba Taveshet. Wherever you cut it, if you slice somewhere in the veshet, and when you cut it, the animal, the pipe spreads out like that. You cut the skin like that, and it ends up spreading. So that's considered the area of Turba Taveshet. If it's chotcha v'om, if you cut it and remains and stay in place, it doesn't spread or it doesn't shrink, that's omid bimkomo, zeo veshet. They have some nice pictures in the Mezuzah. I don't know if you have the same one, but fine. If it cuts, it remains in the same position, it's veshet. If you cut it and it expands after being cut, so then that's called the turba taveshet. That's all according to Shmuel. So then the Gemara says, Amar lu, Rapapa says, Mar lo, Amar hachi, umani rav, bibi bar abai. He argued and says, no, Ella, Kol shechotcho v'omid bimkomo zet turba taveshet. Wherever you cut it and the pipe remains the same in position, doesn't spread or shrink, that's the turba taveshet. Ela ezu veshet atma. What's the veshet itself? Kol shechotcho v'kovitz. An area where you were to cut it and it shrinks, it actually shrivels in after being cut. That is the indication where the veshet is. So I don't know exactly anything about this, but these are the simanim one has to look for. Comes along the sheet of Yonah, which is apparently who we paskin like. Yonah Amar Rabbi Zera Mivlaasa. What's Mivlaasa? Rashi explains Mivlaasa, the first wide line down. Mivlaasa's Makom Beis Habliya Kari Turbats Samech LeRosh HaNekev Mode. Towards the top, where the area where the animal swallows from, the top of the veshet, that is actually called the Turbats HaVeshet. And the Gemara says Vakama. I think how big is this? So the Gemara says Amar of Avia Pachos Misarasa Vada Adif Michaltiasa. Slightly smaller than a seora, a barley kernel, and slightly larger than a chita. That is the size of the turbat veshet. Fine. Gemara now says Ahu tura dehava livnei Rav Ukva dascha beshchita beturbat veshet v'gamar beveshet. There's once a maisa that they took the shore of the children of Rav Ukva, and they started the shchita and the turbat veshet. They started up there, and as they completed the shchita, they went down to the veshet itself. Okay, so what's the halacha? So Amar Rava, Ramina Nalea, Chumre de Rav, Chumre de Shmuel, Bitarfin Alei. He threw on the stringencies of Rav, and he also threw on the stringencies of Shmuel, and he ended up saying, this animal is a trefa. That's Rava's psak. And he had to throw the animal or sell it to a goy, fine. They couldn't eat it. So Chumre de Rav, Amar Rav, Amashu, even a kolshu, even a small hole in the turbet's veshet is going to render it trefa. But doesn't Rav say, Makom Shritahi? So again, if you Rav hold, that's a good shchita, the Torah Tabeshet to Makom Shchita. So that wouldn't be a psul, wouldn't be a trefa for Rav. So even though it's a kolshu, it's still, that's a Makom you're allowed to. No, Kishmuel, the Merla Makom Shchita. Shmuel hold is not Makom Shchita. So for Shmuel, you're doing the wrong place. But even though Shmuel himself requires Rav of it, we're using Rav Shchita, that a kolshu is enough to make it into a trefa. Everyone with me on that? So the Gemara explains. Ishmuel, if you tell me Shmuel is the opinion behind Rav's Psak, who holds that it's not Makom Shchita, well, Hamar Beruvo, doesn't he require Rov, the hole to be Rov cut through of the Turba Teveshet, not simply a Kolshu? Oh, Karav, Damar Kamashu, that a Kolshu. So we're holding both Chumers. Chumer number one is it's not Makom Shchita like Shmuel. Chumer two is that a Kolshu is enough, a Mashu is enough to make this into a Trefa. So that's the Psak, and he said this animal is a Trefa. Igalgel Milsat Mati Lakamid Rabbi Abba. He heard this psak, Rabbi Abba got wind of the psak of Rava, Amalhu, Tura, this shore, Bain the Rav, Bain the Shmuel Shari. Whether you stick with the Rav Shita, it's kosher because this is Makom Shchita. If you hold the Shmuel, it's kosher because even though it's not Makom Shchita, it was only a kolshu, he knows a rov. So what kind of psak are you giving here? So he says, Shari, Zilu Amrile, you should go back to Livrei, Rav Yosef Brachama, do the Shalim, Deme Tura, Lemari. You owe money back for making this animal treif. So Amar Breid Ravina Mosina Tiyufti. He added further on top of the incorrect psak. He just added fuel to the fire. Kalpisani the Rava, towards the hate of Rava. I'm not sure how to exactly tied it. Rashi explained Lishin Maalia Mishum Dimay LeOsve V'Yichzil B'Choshecholech. He was just trying to say in a respectful way of somehow to Rava, but he was saying, wait a second, how do you pass like Rav and Shmuel both of them at the same time? The Olam Hilchasa Kedivrei Beis Hillel. You always have to pass like Beis Hillel. But Harotzer Lasos Kedivrei Beis Shammai Osa, you're allowed to do it. Kedivrei Beis Hillel Osa. If you want to pass like Beis Shammai, you're allowed to. If you want to say Beis Hillel, you're allowed to. Even though ideally it's like Beis Hillel, you could choose whoever you want. But what you can't do is Mikula Beis Shammai Umikula Beis Hillel, to pick all the kulas. I'm taking all the kulas of Beis Hillel and all the kulas, even though there are only a few of them, of Beis Shammai. Such a person's a Rasha. And the opposite end, the person is now going to say Mechumer Beis Shammai, all the Chumers of Beis Shammai, which is pretty much every Psak. And then Mechumer Beis Hillel, the few stringencies of Beis Hillel, you want to take all the Chumers of both parties, a love of Kasav Omer, about such a person, the Pasuk says, Vaksil Bechoshech Holech, this guy's walking, this idiot's walking in the dark. You don't do that. Ella, Ike Beis Shammai, Kekulein Vechumereim. If you're going to stick with Beis Shammai, stick with him through and through, both the Kulas and the Chumers. And Ike Beis Hillel, also Kekulein Vechumereim. You have to stick with him the whole way through. So Hagufakasha. So Gemara, let's stop here, because the Gemara doesn't answer until later, but we'll stop here. We're leaving off with understanding Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, but the question being, how could Rav end up passing, Rava rather, passing both like the Chumers of Rav and Shmuel, especially if they're both contradicting each other? We'll pick that up in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.